Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, it's almost Christmas. Go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, October 31st, 1941, and the title is Fire in the Night. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Of unrest that followed the Civil War, a powerful secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law or using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors, and for once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're on the trail of the Black Arrow! Hail, Silver! Away!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had located the medicine man of Finger Mountain and saved him from a gang of outlaws, only to learn that he'd already been forced to reveal the hiding place of Chief Thundercloud's magic belt, the belt that glows in the dark, and that a group of outlaws are already halfway up Finger Mountain to get the belt.
This is going to be all fair and easy, Tuolok. We get to the top of this mountain, get the magic belt ourselves.
We heard shooting below us, Braden. I don't like it.
Maybe that medicine man could do it. They tried to run out on the boys. Maybe they filled him full of lead.
Well, it sounded like more than that.
Yeah. Could be the mice, man.
I'm not so sure of that.
The Lone Ranger was killed in that landslide we sent down.
Perhaps. Maybe he escaped it.
Even so, didn't we take the medicine man away from his camp? Didn't we cover our tracks so nobody could figure out where we took him?
We tried to conceal the trail, Brayton.
Tried to. Underation Tuolok, we made positive.
That Indian Tonto is the best man at following a trail in the West.
A cool trail.
Any trail. Yes, that's what it must have been. The Ranger and the Indian are alive. They followed that trail and rescued Kadoda.
Yeah. What are we going to do, Tuolok?
You and the men will go ahead after the magic belt. We should reach the spot where it's hidden by dark.
I reckon we should.
I'll be down on the prairie below the mountain, several miles off to the east. If you find the belt, you'll light one fire as a signal.
Yeah.
The belt's gone, light two fires. Keep them at least a quarter of a mile apart, so I can see there are two even from a distance.
You're the boss.
That's all. You've got it straight?
Yep. One if we locate the magic belt, two if we don't. What then?
If you signal me you found it, I'll light a fire myself. Come to that fire. If you don't find it, don't try to find me.
What? Don't try.
Oh, you've already been paid. I said don't try.
Well, all right, if that's the way you want it.
Exactly the way I want it.
Suppose you tell me one thing before you go, Tuolok.
Yeah?
What's all this about? Just what's your stake in this magic belt?
You were hired and no questions asked, Braden.
Where'd you get all that cash you had in this?
Never mind. The less you ask, the better off you'll be. I'm leaving you and your men. Remember the signal. Get up there. Come on, get up.
Sure acts mighty uppity. Did you hear that, gents? Turlock figures maybe the Lone Ranger's going to beat us to that magic belt. There's only one way to get there, and we're taking it. We find the gorge and then go north till it narrows enough to get across. Then up the waterfall beside the Lone Pine. You couldn't get there without running into us. You'd have to fly. Come on, gents. The magic belt's as good as ours right now.
Careful, Tonto. This trail is steep.
Silver Scout, not loose footing.
We're not far behind them, Kemosabe. The tracks get fresher by the minute.
And they got plenty guns. It's not easy to go past them.
Perhaps we won't have to.
Huh?
There may be a shortcut.
No shortcut. Medicine Man Kadota say only one way to belt.
We'll see.
We go around cliff now. Soon come to place where trail turn north along gorge.
Yes, we... Stop!
Oh, Scout, whoa, fella, whoa.
Here we are now, Tonto. The gorge.
Ah.
Up to the edge, Silver.
Oh. It's plenty deep. It goes straight down to 3,000 feet.
Yes, Kemosabe. Deep, but not so wide. And look there. Only 100 yards from the other side of the gorge is the top of Finger Mountain. There's a lone pine in the spring gushing out of the rock beside it like a small waterfall.
That spot where Medicine Man hide magic belt.
Yes.
It's so near. But only way we get there is go long way round.
We'll see. Here's a cleared space. Enough to give Silver a running start.
Kemosabe, what you do?
I think Silver can make it, Tonto. Can't you, old boy?
Wait. You not try to jump across Black Gorge.
We've got to get that belt, Tonto.
No. It too much.
Silver can do it.
But you miss edge. You fall far, far down. You hit rock below. No, you
Tonto,
can't.
Tonto. It's our one chance.
No.
If we follow the outlaws, we'll never pass them. The trail is narrow. There are too many of them. We must get that belt for Thundercloud.
You, my friend. Tonto not let you die.
Without that belt, Thundercloud can't stop the Indians from going on the warpath. Thousands will die. We can't let that happen.
But you can't... You let Tonto try, huh?
It's too great a jump for Scout, old friend. Even Silver will have to make the best jump he's ever made.
You not change mine?
Better tighten the cinch first.
Me savvy. You will not change mine.
There.
If you not make jump, Tonto be all alone.
Don't talk that way, Tonto.
Tonto, pray for you.
Kemosabe. All right, Silver. Back as far as we can go, boy. We've got to get a good start. Come on, boy.
You ready?
All ready.
Tonto stand at edge to show place to jump from. You jump here.
Good. Now, Silver. Jump, Silver.
Try. You make jump. You make jump.
Silver did it. Good boy. It'll be easier getting back, Tonto. That edge of the gorge is lower than this one.
Isn't that right? Now you get down, huh?
Yes, Tonto. I won't be long. Up, Silver.
While Tonto watched from the far side of Black Gorge, the masked man raced up the last bare slope to the single windswept pine that crowned the summit.
Here we are, old boy. Steady. Got to hurry. It'll be dark soon.
With long strides, he went to the waterfall springing out of the rock. Without hesitation, he thrust his arm through the cold water.
Somewhere back here, there should be a little hollow concealed by the waterfall. There should... It's here. Kadoda was right.
His groping hand touched the heavy belt, secure in its hiding place. He drew it forth. Even with beads of water clinging to it, the stones in the ancient belt glowed and sparkled with a magic shine.
Tonto! I've got Chief Thundercloud's magic belt. Here it is. Here, Silver.
Steady, boy. It's all over now with the shouting. We'll just take the belt to Thundercloud and...
Let me look out!
At that moment, Tonto shouted a warning. The masked man turned his head toward the north. charging down upon him were Braden and the other outlaws. They'd taken the long way around, and the Lone Ranger had beaten them to their quarry.
The masked man!
He's got the bell!
He beat us to it!
You got here first, masked man! We can't get away! Cut him off!
Before Silver could move, the outlaws swung along the edge of the gorge between the masked man and Tonto.
Shoot him! Pour that into him!
We can't lose the belt now, Silver. It's up to you, old boy. Straight at them! Come on, Silver!
Like a flash of silver lightning, the great stallion thundered straight at the outlaws lining the edge of the gorge.
Here he comes! Aim for the horse! Don't let him get by us!
His knees gripping Silver's side, the masked man rode with the belt looped over one arm. The reins dangled free as his two guns pumped shot after shot at the cringing outlaws. Before the bad man could realize what was happening, Silver flashed between them.
Up, Silver! Jump!
The great horse arched through the air like a flying arrow and landed safely on the other side right next to Tonto.
They not shoot anymore.
We won't give them the chance, Tonto. We're clear and we've got the belt. Follow me down the trail.
Chief Thundercloud and Kadona wait at bottom of trail.
We'll be there by nightfall.
Get him up, Scout!
Oh, Silver! Hoy! Steady, Silver.
Oh, Scout.
Chief Thundercloud, here's the magic belt.
Yes, my son. As you came, I could see the belt glowing in the dark. For a brief moment, I feared it might be the others who reached the belt first.
No. Mask friend, him jump, Silver. Cross Black Gorge. Get belt first.
You have done the Indian nations a great service. With this magic belt, I return to my people. And they shall obey me, not Tomahawk.
Where is the medicine man?
He waits beyond, in the camp.
And the outlaw prisoners?
They are prisoners still, roped and bound as you left them.
Good. Tonto, I'll take them with us.
We take them to jailhouse.
The nearest town isn't far off, Chief Thundercloud.
That is good. Meanwhile?
Meanwhile, you can ride ahead and make straight for your tribe. We go in a different direction.
So be it.
You can cover your trail?
I am old, but I am wise in the ways of the trail. It shall be concealed.
While you head straight for your warriors, Tonto and I'll leave a broad trail behind us. If the other outlaws, the ones who are still up on Finger Mountain, should decide to follow, they'll come after us instead of you. That way, you're sure to reach your warriors safely.
Kimasabi, what medicine man Kadota do?
Kadota can ride with Chief Thundercloud or with us, Tonto.
Masked friend.
Yes, Chief Thundercloud?
Kadota has his home on Finger Mountain. He has decided to stay. The outlaws will trouble him no more.
Very well. Then it's all decided.
I have my horse. I will leave you here, my friends. For what you have done, the wigwams of my people shall be your wigwams. The campfire of my people shall be your campfire. Our food, your food. May the Great Spirit be with you.
As the old chief rode off, he turned once more toward the masked man and Tonto. In the darkness, the magic belt glowed and sparkled with a secret light, shining like the stars in the sky above them.
Look, Kimasabi, the belt that glows in the dark. It heaped big medicine.
Yes, Tonto. There's no other belt like it in the world.
Later, the masked man and Tonto had taken their prisoners from the medicine man and were on the trail, heading for Salt Licks to deliver the bad men to the sheriff. As they herded the prisoners in front of them, Tonto glanced back at Finger Mountain and spoke sharply.
Kimasabi, look back, the mountaintop.
What is it? Two fires set apart on the mountain. Tonto, are those signal fires?
You think maybe it's Black Arrow signal?
I don't know, Kimasabi. We can't do anything about it now, not till we put these men in jail. Whatever those fires mean, I have a feeling there's going to be more trouble.
And the Lone Ranger was right. For on the dark prairie, far to the east, Torlock, member of the Black Arrow, stared up at the two blazing fires in the distance and made his plans.
Two fires. The signal that the Lone Ranger got the magic belt. There's more ways than one of getting the Indians to take the warpath. They've never seen the real belt. Maybe they can be fooled. I'll have to move fast. But I've got a plan. A plan that's got to work.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. The Lone Ranger got Chief Thundercloud's magic belt and started for Salt Lick to hand his prisoners over to justice. Meanwhile, Chief Thundercloud rode toward his tribe, once again to take his rightful place as their leader. But Thundercloud was old and he could not travel fast. Torlock, a member of the Black Arrow, reached the Indian village first.
Who comes?
How? Where's Tomahawk?
I bring him to you.
I am here. Hello, Torlock.
Get rid of this warrior, Tomahawk.
That is all. Well, you bring news?
There's trouble, Tomahawk.
Chief Tomahawk.
You won't be a chief at all unless you move fast. Thundercloud's coming back. He's got the belt.
What you say?
You heard me.
But if he return with the magic belt that glows in the dark...
Not if, Tomahawk. He will return. The only person I'm here is... Well, I'm here because I'm younger and riding a faster horse.
Masked man is with him?
I didn't stop to find out. If you want to be a great chief, you can't do it by staying here.
No.
You still want to be a great chief, don't you?
Why waste words with idle talk?
Yeah, good. That's fine. And don't ask questions. Just listen.
I listen.
We're leaving the tribe right now. You and I are heading for the Badlands beyond Fort Lariat. There's a meeting of chiefs from a dozen tribes. They've brought their men.
So?
I'm doing my best to get them to attack the fort. Once that fort is attacked, war will break loose on the whole frontier. I had planned to get that magic belt to persuade them to attack.
Magic belt is no use unless Thundercloud wears it.
Fort Lariat is pretty far from here, Tomahawk. Those braves don't know what's happened here.
What you mean?
Maybe you could wear the belt. In the dark, they'd think you were Thundercloud.
This talk foolish. It cannot be done.
No?
Even if I go with you, we have not got the magic belt.
Maybe not, Tomahawk. But don't worry about that.
Huh?
Just leave it to me. There's more than one way to make those Indians see a belt that glows in the dark. Come on, we're riding for the Badlands.
All right, get on in there. You three hombres stay in that there cell till the circuit judge rides this way to put you on trial. And I hope you like our cooking. Well, Tannell... They're behind bars.
Not plenty good.
Doggone lucky for you and the masked man that I happen to be sheriff of Salt Lick. You'd have had to do some explaining if I'd been a stranger.
Not right.
Where's the masked man now?
Right here, Sheriff.
Oh, standing by the back door, were you?
I sent Tonto on ahead. Even in the darkness, my mask might have been seen by the people in the town.
And that's why you come around the back of the jailhouse after Tonto brung them desert rattlers in the front way?
That's it. You hold them?
Sure will. They'll get a long stretch.
And we'll be going.
Kino. Oh, say.
Yes?
One of them gents, the one named Turner, put up a bit of a scrap.
He didn't get away?
Oh, no. Only while I was subduing him, I noticed he had a funny tattoo mark on his left wrist. Black arrow. Does that mean anything?
Not to you, Sheriff.
Huh?
You're a friend.
And always will be.
Then will you believe me when I tell you that this mark of the Black Arrow is a government matter?
Federal government.
The less you have to do with it, the less you even talk about it, the better for all concerned.
Keen old mass man, I'm curious, but whatever you say.
Thanks, Sheriff.
And I sure hope that you settle all this Indian trouble I've been hearing about. This here magic bell of Chief Thundercloud's must be heat big medicine.
It is.
Uh-huh. Now everything all better.
Yeah. There's been so many signs of engine trouble, I've been worrying about holding on to my scalp. The Indians are usually peaceable. I wonder who's been stirring them up. I savvy. That's another thing that isn't my affair.
There's no need to worry any longer, Sheriff. With Thundercloud and the magic belt, the Indians will soon calm down and behave.
You must not be.
Now, what's that?
There's somebody riding this way in a desperate hurry.
He's out in back of the jailhouse.
How? Where's Sheriff?
Here I am.
Where's Masked Man?
Well, I'll be doggone to a woman and an Indian woman at that.
Gray Antelope, what are you doing here?
Masked Man, I ride from Indian Village.
What matter? Chief Thundercloud?
Chief Thundercloud was not there when I rode away.
Wait, now easy, Gray Antelope. What is it? What's wrong? There must be trouble.
They meet in the forest near the village. I heard them from a nearby hiding place.
Who?
Tomahawk. Tomahawk and one who called himself Torlock.
Oh.
Torlock? Go on.
I don't know how they plan to do it, but they go to the Badlands near Fort Lariat. Many Indian chiefs are there. They plan something bad. Well, you must go, Masked Man. You must go at once.
Tonto, got the horses.
Me do it.
Sheriff.
Yeah, Masked Man?
Hold these prisoners.
I sure will.
See that Gray Antelope gets a fresh horse so she can make good time getting back to her tribe.
As good as done.
Gray Antelope, Tonto and I will ride ahead for the Badlands. When you get to Chief Thundercloud, tell him to be ready for trouble.
He will be there?
By the time you get back, he should be.
We go now.
Yes, Kimosabe. Steady, boy.
Adios to you. Good luck and fast ride.
We'll need both. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
Come on, Silver! Boy!
Lone Ranger and Tonto galloped day and night, their gallant steeds eating up the miles at a steady pace. Across the rolling prairie and the dry desert into the Badlands of the Dakotas, where the ground split into great fissures and tumbled rocks, and a wrong step meant disaster. On and on they raced, the paint horse galloping beside the great white stallion, under blazing sun and the pale light of the moon, until finally they reached the edge of the Badlands near Fort Lariat and looked down from a ridge.
Steady, steady, Silver. Look there.
Oh, keep plenty Injun.
More than 1,000 of them, and all braves. That means a war party for sure.
They not wear war paint yet.
They won't use war paint until they decide to fight. They haven't quite made up their minds yet. What tribes are those, Kimosabe?
Me see Eagle Feather of Sioux tribe. Me see War Bonnet of Arapaho. That wigwam have sign of Blackfoot. They're Assiniboine, Dakota, Crow, Apache.
A 1,000 braves encamped within 5 miles of Fort Lariat, armed with bows and arrows, spears and rifles run in by outlaw smugglers. 1,000 savages deciding whether to attack the fort and start warfare throughout the West, or whether to smoke the pipe of peace and go back to their tribes. In the center of the camp, the chieftains of the tribe sat at the council fire. As the drum stopped, Tomahawk, the renegade Indian, stepped forward.
I bring word from my chief. Attack and capture the fort.
If we attack, we capture fort. But we also start bloody war. Long war.
We will drive the settlers from the land.
You talk well, O Tomahawk. Before we don war paint, tell us. For whom do you speak? Who is your great chief?
My chief is Thundercloud. He shall lead you.
Thundercloud is great chief. But why should he command us? And why is he not here now?
At the right time, Thundercloud will arrive. And with him, as proof that he alone should lead you, he will have the magic belt that glows in the dark.
The magic belt?
Yes. Chief Thundercloud has brought the belt forth from its secret hiding place. It is a symbol of his power. The proof that he is the one to lead us to victory.
That is idle talk. The belt has not been seen for many years. Many years. None knows what Great Spirit has done with belt.
Would you follow it?
Yes. Yes, the magic belt is mighty medicine. We would follow the one who wears the belt.
So be it, then. I go. But make your war paint ready. Sharpen your spears and your arrows. For when Thundercloud arrives, he shall have the magic belt that glows in the dark.
Tomahawk?
It is done, Torlock.
You spoke to the chiefs?
Even now they are having the council fire. I have spoken to them. I told them Thundercloud will bring the magic belt. They will follow.
They agreed, eh?
It is agreed.
Good.
You have money for me?
Here.
2 pouches full of gold. You'll get more gold later.
I have said what you told me to say, Toilock. But my words were empty words because you do not have the belt. Without the magic belt, the braves will not follow.
Tomahawk, you make it a point to ride out here to this spot every night from now on. Just leave it to me. One of these nights, I'll meet you and hand you a belt that will be good enough to fool any of those Indians. Understand any of them.
I will be here each night.
Yeah.
Adios. I'll set everything ready. I better ride myself. Channing and Matthews will be waiting for me. Steady, horse.
Get up, come on.
Hondo, did you hear? Channing and Matthews. Whoever they are, Torlock is meeting with them. We're going to hear that meeting, Tonto. There they are, Tonto. Off your horse and get up close to them.
What they do? It's plenty dark, but Tonto sees something shine in night.
They're working on something, Tonto. Closer.
That's right, Matthews. We got enough of this stuff gathered now.
I got some leather we can use.
I want these bits of wood fastened to the leather. Fasten them tight so they won't fall off. Tomahawk will wear this as a belt. In the dark, those braves will think he's thunderclad.
Tonto, Tonto, come away. Follow me. Back to the horses, hurry.
What you mean? He not savvy.
Wait till we get further away from them.
Here, scout.
Steady, Silver. Tonto. Now I can tell you. You saw what they were doing?
They have something shine in dark.
They had little bits of foxfire, Tonto. You know, bits of decayed wood that glow in the darkness. They were fastening the foxfire to a strip of leather. In the dark, when Tomahawk puts it on, they'll think it's a magic belt.
Oh, but it's different. Foxfire shine only little bit. Magic belt of Chief Thundercloud shine bright, strong, like great shining star. Tonto never see anything like magic belt, any place else.
Yes, Kemosabe, we've seen the magic belt. This imitation wouldn't fool us for a minute. It might fool the braves. The Indians have never seen the magic belt, Tonto. Until they do, they won't know the difference.
Difference easy to see.
There's no comparison. Alongside the magic belt, that foxfire would pale into nothing. All those Indians need is one look at the magic belt.
But magic belt not here. That mean Indian attack fort plenty soon.
Once they get started, it will be too late to stop them. War will spread throughout the whole West. Otto, we've got to ride as never before. We've got to get Thundercloud and his magic belt and bring them here at once.
Get him up, scout!
Hold still! Hold!
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back.
back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.